Thank you for checking out the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always available on satellite, FM, AM, iTunes, and of course, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Allison Stewart here, wishing you a very happy New Year's. In our show today, it's full of staff picks, including an unusual choice by a band to remake another band's entire album. 17 years later, the Dirty Projectors are coming up. But first, if you're a frequent listener to this show, you know how important the blog is and how it's a big part of the whole program. Our guest newscaster, Laura Conaway, does double duty. We got her out of the news booth, back to her normal job as our editing our website and our blog. I'm not sure that's exactly the most normal of jobs, but it's a pretty good one. Hi, Laura.
It's working so far. How are you?
I'm doing well. You've had a busy, busy time since we went on the air.
Yes, that's right. And I picked out, actually, one of the very first things I saw when I first got here, and you know, still didn't know really where my own desk was. Luke Burbank and Wynn Rosenfeld disappeared into the studios to record an interview on video and audio both with the Icelandic band Sigur Rós. And they were in there for, I think, really about 7.5 minutes. And Wynn Rosenfeld came out and said, "Oh my God."
I remember.
And it's, well, let's just get firsthand evidence of this thing. We'll just play a little bit of this incredibly painful, painful interview.
Sigur Rós is Jon Bergesen on guitars and vocals, Kjartan Svensson on keyboards, Ori Pál Djarsson on drums, and Georg Holm on bass. How did I do with those names, guys?
It's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you start out playing this kind of music, or did you start out as a more, people might think, regular sounding band, and then did you kind of go here as you experimented?
No, I think
that is 7 seconds of silence.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, what was the first time that you guys sat down with your instruments and started playing?
I can't take it, Jacob. I'm sorry. let it go. So anyway, we decided in our infinite wisdom that we would go ahead and post that for the world to see. And the people of Iceland flooded in to tell us how terrible we were.
Yeah, a couple of different websites picked it up, like BuzzFeed and a couple of other.
It was huge.
Websites.
It was our first big success, and it's one of my top picks of the year, I have to say. Another is the day that I naively opened a Ron Paul thread asking who his supporters were. Little did I know there would turn out to be thousands and thousands of them, almost 4,000, before I finally called my friend blogging guru Anil Dash to ask for a little bit of help. Can I turn it off?
This is the space you control. This is one of the things I'm a huge advocate of. A lot of, especially, I think, companies and organizations that blog, not so much individuals, but when it is a group of people that have a blog, they feel like, oh, you can't ever turn this off, and if I delete somebody's comment that's off topic, that's censorship, and, you know, there's a lot of fear, and the reality is this is a space you control.
So I can go in there and I can turn it off, right? I can get up from this chair and go say, thanks, guys.
You own that site. I wouldn't let somebody into the lobby of a building, you know, where I work without them saying who they are and then saying, you know what, I think your time is done here. It's time to go.
So that's Anil Dash giving us permission to turn off the Ron Paul threat. And I have to say, Allison, that it was really sad for me to do because, first of all, I like it for people to come in and comment on the blog. And second, they were really wonderful visitors to the blog.
Yeah, they were all very, very polite and very, you know, especially when we asked who they were. Some of the ones we got into the issues with Ron Paul got a little bit, a little bit saucy. But these folks were just very direct about who they were, just wanted us to know who they were. I'm going to say this for you. You are one person running our website, overseeing all of us and coordinating. I don't think you could physically keep that up.
I really couldn't.
It's not even responsible for you to try because other things would have
suffered and were suffering. So I had to let that go. And my last and actually really probably very favorite thing is an ongoing feature that Trish McKinney and Matt Martinez do where they do a video rundown. It's produced by Wynn Rosenfeld. And you guys, TV, come get them. I mean, these people are just they're just genius. Here we go.
Hi there, I'm Cheech, this is Chong, here's what's coming up in the show tomorrow.
We're going to talk to the writer of the Homicide Report. It's a blog on the LA Times. They're trying to chronicle every homicide committed in LA County over the course of a year. So we'll talk to the woman who's got that formidable job.
And we've got the new music releases for Tuesday. Andy Langer is along, he's Esquire's music critic.
Speaking of music, tomorrow I'll be bringing you the best song in the world today. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but here's a little hint. Oh, yeah.
Now, the best thing about it, in the video of it, both Trisha and Matt, deadpan faces.
Yeah, you'd never know. I think they break in PR in the best, most loving way every day.
It's so good. I have to tell you, I have a couple friends who were at Countdown with Keith Olbermann, and for one of them, this has become daily viewing. He's obsessed with our video rundowns on our blog, as am I. They're so great.
Yeah, personas have been born. I mean, Trish McKinney, Matt Martinez, thank you, and get on doing today's, okay?
Yeah, they're concocting it right now. And the other thing is, they do it right in the middle of our newsroom. All that noise you hear is the rest of us working around them. So
yeah, that's real. It's battlefield for them, but they do it every day.
Well, Laura Conaway, you put together an awesome blog every day. Thanks so much for sharing the best of the blog. Here's to more in OH.
More in OH.
BPP's online editor, Laura Conaway.